They don't want to come to grips with this. So they're going to deny.
It's Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly putting. They knew the blood was all contaminated. Millions and millions of dosages of it. They knew every pint they'd taken was contaminated. They mixed it all together, made Factor A. They knew it had hepatitis A, B, and C in it. They knew it was a death sentence for millions of people. Oh, yeah, hundreds of thousands have died. Hundreds of thousands of others are ill. The hemophiliacs had sex with their wives and husbands and gave it to them. Women who were hemophiliacs that didn't know got pregnant. Their babies got it. About that, and people just laugh at me and send me threatening emails. Hey, you little bastard. It's MSNBC, it's Associated Press. I heard some talk show yesterday reporting on it going, I don't know if Alex is right about this story. You know, who knows if Pap Antonio on MSNBC is telling the truth. They were indicted and arrested in France. It's all admitted. It came out in the criminal hearings in France where they did the right thing. Bayer pharmaceutical executives in that country. It's admitted. It's all come out in court. So that's the bottom line. It's just like this. When Paul has all these links, government reports, they admit they're spraying the atmosphere, they admit of the one, of the hundreds of things the chemicals are spraying, one of them is deadly poison. You can give people university, government documents. There's literally thousands of university web pages, Department of Energy web pages, Department of Defense admitting. They are adding it to the jet fuel. People say, oh, what, is an American Airlines pilot part of it? No, you just control the five or six bulk jet fuel companies. Boy, there's hundreds of companies. Hundreds of companies that buy from the five or six makers of the jet fuel kerosene mix. Fuel is the type of kerosene. And they had this crap right in there. That was in the Nobel Prize winner's plan. The elite said, ooh, we like that plan. Because they love playing God. And folks, that's only one part. The weather manipulation, as we always told you, is only one component. Then there's a chemical, biological, radiological component. So see, the university people involved in all this, they think it's geoengineering. That's not what it's really for. It attacks reproductive systems.
Thank you for listening to GPS.
Did Jesus come to earth? Here's Billy Graham.
Jesus came to earth to die. To die on the cross. To shed his blood. Why?
To make atonement for our sins.
Do you know that man cannot make atonement for his own
sins? The Bible tells us that atonement is what Christ did on the cross. And nobody else can atone for your sins but the cross. The only one in history whom it is written. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Think of the wrath of God abiding on you right now, because you haven't opened your heart to Christ.
The only escape from the wrath of God is to come to Jesus Christ by faith. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. For a free booklet about how to begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, call us toll free at 866- Click BillyGraham.org.
You're listening to Worldwide Christian Radio. WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, USA.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up. You want answers? Alex Jones.
Lou Friedel, he's in about 20 minutes. He's the founder of We Are Change. He'll be popping in to give us a show what happened in Denver. Also in Minneapolis, St. Paul, with the RNC. And it's coming up with the 7th anniversary of the 9/11 false flag terror attack. I'm going to cover at the bottom of the hour with Aaron Dykes more on eugenics.